the sky's falling down around the babies. Maybe the world is gonna spin out of control. I don't care anymore.
Welcome to the Traders Q Podcast, the intersection of trading, insight, and accessible strategies. I will be your host, Todd Anderson, and I'll be simplifying the vast landscape of trading information into manageable, digestible facts and insights. Our episodes are designed to transform knowledge into action, empowering you to trade with confidence. Elevate your trading approach and navigate your way to success with Traders Q, featuring Todd Analytics. This podcast offers educational insights only, not legal or financial advice. Traders Q is not liable for any outcomes from the use of this content. Opinions shared may not reflect those of the host or management.
So this particular episode will focus on a company we had issued coverage on in early 2023 on TradersQ.com. So we do have archived articles available containing far more details, including technical analysis and financials, than what I can or will cover in podcast form. So please do check out those pieces. And these pieces are on a company called BioLargo Incorporated, which trades on the OTCQB platform under the ticker symbol BLGO. Now, BioLargo Inc. is a Westminster, California-based company that has emerged as a powerhouse in the development and marketing of clean tech and life sciences solutions and products and services that remove PFAS contamination, achieve advanced water and wastewater treatment, control odor and VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, improve air quality, and control infections and infectious diseases. In addition, BioLargo is advancing its proprietary long-duration energy storage, or LDES, battery technology as electrification increases nationally. Now, Dennis Calvert is the president and CEO of BioLargo, and he attributes the company's ongoing success to a business model that blends innovative technology with strategic partnerships to achieve commercially scalable success. BioLargo is expected to exceed $10 million annually in revenues for the first time in the company's history, marking yet again another doubling in revenues year over year. Now, this remarkable ascent translates to the company's market competitiveness and industry leadership through its impressive line of services and products that have collectively driven such historic growth and value. But really what captures our interest here at Traders Q specifically is the company's PFAS removal technology, courtesy of BioLargo's Engineering Science and Technologies division. The company's aqueous electrostatic concentrator, or AEC, reverse osmosis system, using a membrane, removes over 99% of short-chain and long-chain PFAS from municipal and industrial water supplies, and notably the drinking water that has really been in the crosshairs of the U.S. EPA for the past couple of years. Now, PFAS are perfluoroalkyl substances and polyfluoroalkyl substances that can also be known as forever chemicals, and they comprise thousands of varieties that have been in use in industry and consumer products really since the 1940s. And these products are anywhere from stained water repellent products, nonstick products, paints, sealants, personal care products, especially when it comes to first responders, notably firemen, fire people, fire extinguishing foam in particular has been known to be laden with PFAS chemicals. Now, because of PFAS widespread use and their persistence in the environment, many of these chemicals are found in the blood of people and animals all over the world and can be contracted through touching, drinking, eating, breathing in materials containing PFAS over time. Now, I'm not going to rehash too much of the previous coverage in BioLargo or PFAS or even the USPA's roadmap, but just to summarize, the US EPA, their PFAS roadmap is aiming to regulate and eliminate PFAS nationwide. So BioLargo's AEC technology is the most advanced PFAS removal technology to scale thanks to the company's partnership with the ICS Group in 2021. Now, this in turn will revolutionize a removal method for some of the most sinister product chemicals known. Other methods, specifically the use of carbon filters and even ion exchange approaches, may be less costly up front, but persistent maintenance requirements, more frequent removal and the destruction of PFAS residues, and less efficacy really renders BioLargo's AEC membrane approach as the current most available and effective technology. At around 30 cents for every 1,000 gallons treated for removing over 99.9% of the two most universal types of PFAS, that is PFOS, or perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, and PFOA, or perfluorooctanic acid, and really produce a fraction of the waste generated typically by those alternative PFAS removal means. So the ROI and the cost savings of BioLargo's AEC system prove far more the superior choice. When it comes to waste, produces very little, and that's BioLargo's AEC system, up to 40,000 times less than even the carbon alternative, which is the less costly of the methods. So for instance, for every 80,000 pounds of waste from the carbon method, equates to about 2 pounds of waste from BioLargo's AEC method. And BioLargo also handles that waste, making regulatory compliance very easy and affordable. And notably, this technology is low energy based and no chemicals are required. So the transition is worth it. Now, getting back to the EPA real quick, their ongoing support of local and state government lawsuits against global chemical giants such as 3M and DuPont, both of whom, among others, have agreed to paying historic fines ranging in the tens of billions of dollars, that will fund PFAS detection and removal methods at concentrated areas of U.S. manufacturing. This includes dump sites and even local waterways into which that PFAS residue has affected. Now, in short, with the EPA, there will be government-issued contracts for PFAS removal for companies that can effectively do this to scale, and widely available as the EPA continues advancing its recommendations to the U.S. Congress, who will inevitably pass national legislation comprising of nearly non-detectable levels of PFAS while potentially prohibiting U.S. manufacturers from producing further PFAS-laden products. And this includes even commitments already from both DuPont, as well as 3M, that are committed to never producing those PFAS products again. Now, unlike other issues related to environmentalism, there has been no partisan political bickering about PFAS testing, removal, and disposal. Because of that irrefutable science behind PFAS's destruction of really the most important element for life, health, and wealth, and that is water. So BioLargo will undoubtedly be the front-running beneficiary of these contracts, as numerous known types of PFAS have recently been added to the EPA's toxic release inventory list. And this requires specific and possibly costly handling, removal, and destruction of chemicals proven hazardous to human health. Now, with more identification will come more regulation, thus deploying the adage, necessity is the mother of all inventions. And BioLargo's proprietary technology will undoubtedly satisfy, as it has in testing locations, including in New Jersey, Southern California, and Tennessee, among other smaller regions. And BioLargo has recently reached a verbal agreement with a major customer for its full implementation of its PFAS removal technology, with a potential contract ranging anywhere from $5 million all the way to $20 million. Now, success is never without its hurdles. BioLargo does face its own set of challenges, including rising research and development expenses as the company seeks to scale up all products and services, including its AEC technology. So offerings and other capital raising events are necessary evils for this company's growth to continue and for its value to increase, especially when advanced technology, as BioLargo's develops and deploys, remains relatively novel. So those capital raising events ensures BioLargo is establishing scalable developmental and deployment in addition to certifying a stable supply chain. This latter part is something that has been ever more imperative for any U.S. producer, domestic or global anyway, to establish really post-COVID. So this makes BioLargo, in effect, a perfect long-term investment whose value will increase exponentially. something its share price will also reflect as final EPA recommendation will go to U.S. lawmakers for policy consideration later this year, and this could be as early as March, but likely before or by September. So looking beyond the balance sheet, BioLargo's contributions to environmental sustainability are noteworthy, from combating pet odors, to purifying water, to storing renewable energy. The company's technologies are making real-world impacts beyond just simple conveniences. The company's current position to revolutionize water management will command greater opportunities for BioLargo to expand its product portfolio and thereby its environmental stewardship that preserves human health. The business's manifold divisions, each addressing a unique but critical niche in clean tech solutions, should appeal to all traders and investors seeking that generational wealth. So to conclude, BioLargo's narrative is a corporate testament to innovation, strategic collaboration, and environmental stewardship. Please check out our archived articles on coverage of BioLargo at tradersq.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Traders Q featuring Todd Analytics. Remember, our insights aim to empower your trading journey, not to replace professional advice. Until next episode, safe trading.